Welcome back to the Divine Office Podcast. I'm really grateful to have you here, and we're going to, as always, begin with the invitatory for the Office of Readings. But we have some really good readings this week. We're going to be reading most, if not all, of the second letter of St. Peter. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. During this last week of Ordinary Time, like I said, we have some really good, exciting readings. O God, be gracious and bless us. Picking Psalm 67 for our invitatory. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Waking in darkness, let us all keep vigil, ever reflecting on the psalms we utter. Firm and wholehearted, let us sing with sweetness hymns to our Savior, that as we praise him, King and Lord and King most loving, we may be worthy with his saints to enter courts of high heaven and enjoy forever life blessed and happy. Grant this, we ask you, Godhead most blessed, equal and holy, Father, Son, and Spirit, through all creation, ages to ages, re-echoes your wondrous glory. Amen. Antiphon 1 is a very good prayer that I actually really like. Surrender to God and he will do everything for you. Beautiful. Psalm 37. And this gives us the sentence, very illuminating sentence from Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. In your trust, if you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant your heart's desire. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the sun, your cause like the noonday sun. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish, the patient shall inherit the land. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. A little longer and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. The wicked man plots against the just and gashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their swords shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. The Lord guards the steps of a man and makes safe the path of the one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. I was young and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Antiphon 3. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Truly you proclaimed the Beatitudes. You saw all those suffering who seemed as if Israel's God had not blessed them with these things. And you pronounced the Beatitudes of the kingdom and promised them a share in your royal authority. Even now, we have received many blessings and protections of these Old Testament promises of the kingdom. But you promised that even without such blessings, we are indeed already experiencing the blessings of the kingdom. Fill us generously with your gifts of both testaments and help us to be able to trust in you and wait for you to guide us in our ways, to grant us information and to grant us a sense of certainty a little push from your Holy Spirit, perhaps, in the decisions that we make. Again, come and judge the earth. Come and set things right with your mercy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Teach me goodness and holy wisdom, for I have put my trust in your guidance. And again, we have beautiful readings on just this ordinary day of ordinary time, one of the last days of ordinary time. So a reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. This is chapter 1, verses 12 through 21, so just picking up continuously exactly where we were last time. I intend to recall these things to you constantly, even though you already understand and are firmly rooted in the truth you possess. I consider it my duty, as long as I live, to prompt you with this reminder. I know by the indications our Lord Jesus Christ has given me, how close is the day when I must fold my tent. I shall press to have you recall these things frequently after my departure. It was not by way of cleverly concocted myths that we taught you about the coming in power of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we were eyewitnesses of his sovereign majesty. He received glory and praise from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him about the majestic splendor, out of the majestic splendor. This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests. We ourselves heard this said from heaven while we were in his company on the holy mountain. Besides, we possess the prophetic message as something altogether reliable. Keep your attention closely fixed on it as you would on a lamp shining in a dark place until the first streaks of dawn appear and the morning star rises in your hearts. First, you must understand this. There is no prophecy contained in Scripture springs from oneself as if it were his own interpretation, for no such prophecy was ever brought forth by the will of man, but men spoke from God by the Holy Spirit. Responsory prayer. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. We witnessed with our own eyes his sovereign majesty when we were with him on the holy mountain, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. So again, this reading shows us how tremendously important the event of the Transfiguration, the event handed down to us by the Gospels, of course, and by them, it was preached by the apostles, and even among the events they had heard about, clearly this event held some special significance for them, because he's calling it to mind as he reminds them of his central message in this letter. So that's the event of the Transfiguration that Peter is referring to there. Now our second reading, from a treatise on John by St. Augustine, Bishop. To the source you will come, the light itself you will see. We Christians are the light, at least by comparison with unbelievers. Thus the Apostle says, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as sons of the light. And elsewhere he says, the night is far spent, the day is drawing near. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk uprightly as in the day. Nevertheless, since the days in which we are now living are still dark compared to the light which we shall see, hear what the Apostle Peter says. He speaks of a voice that came from the supreme glory and said to the Lord Christ, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This voice, he says, we heard coming from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Because we ourselves were not present there and did not hear that voice from heaven, Peter says to us, and we possess a more certain prophetic word to which you do well to attend as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. When therefore our Lord Jesus Christ shall come, and as the Apostle Paul says, bring to light things hidden in darkness, and make plain the secrets of the heart, so that everyone may receive his commendation from God. Then lamps will no longer be needed. When that day is at hand, the prophet will no longer be read to us. The book of the apostle will not be opened. We shall not require the testimony of John. We shall have no need of the gospel itself. Therefore, all scriptures will be taken away from us, those scriptures which in the night of this world burned like lamps, so that we might not remain in darkness. When all these things are removed, as no longer necessary for our illumination, and when the men of God, by whom they were ministered to us, shall themselves, together with us, behold the true and dear light without such aids, what shall we see? With what shall our minds be nourished? What will give joy to our gaze? Where will that gladness come from, which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, which has not even been conceived by the heart of man? What shall we see? I implore you to love with me, and by believing to run with me. Let us long for our heavenly country. Let us sigh for our heavenly home. Let us truly feel that we are strangers. What shall we see? Let the gospel tell us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You have come to the fountain, with whose dew you have already been sprinkled. Instead of the ray of light which was sent through slanting and winding ways into the heart of your darkness, you will see the light itself in all its purity and brightness. It is to see and experience this light that you are now being cleansed. Dearly beloved, John himself says we are the sons of God, and it has not yet been disclosed what we shall be, but we shall know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. I feel that your spirits are being raised up with mine to the heavens above, but the body which is corruptible weighs down the soul, and this earthly tent burdens the thoughtful mind. I am about to lay aside this book, and you are soon going away, each to his own business. It has been good for us to share the common light, good to have enjoyed ourselves, good to have been glad together. When we part from one another, let us not depart from him. Responsory prayer. Night will be no more, nor will they need the light of a lamp or the sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever. They shall see him face to face and bear his name on their foreheads. For the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever. Lord, increase our eagerness to do your will, and help us to know the saving power of your love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We glory in the Lord Jesus Christ and give him thanks. And we exalt and we rejoice in him. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to be signing off now.